You're listening to the Beer Elves Podcast. I'm Dan.
I'm Rob.
I'm Harmon.
And we've got three beers as usual lined up for you tonight. Guess Sweet. What kind of beers they are?
Probably an IPA, a double IPA, and a stout.
Something like that. I don't know. But the three different breweries, we're going to feature beers from Bellwoods, from Bicycle Brewery, and from Merritt, which is the first time.
Okay.
Those guys are from Hamilton, Ontario, so we're going to feature them as well.
I know we've had Merritt, but I don't think...
We've never featured them on the podcast.
Oh, wow. This is amazing, guys. I mean...
Yeah, first time, right?
We're on 70-ish podcasts, and we're only doing these guys now? Okay. I know Merritt's been good in the past when we've had them traditionally.
Yeah, they're a solid brewery. They're fantastic.
Yeah, so let's... what is it, single this time, you said?
It's going to be... yeah. So, well, the first one we're going to do, it's going to be from Bellwoods.
Okay. Okay,
Bellwoods is Toronto, Ontario, Canada, for those wondering. They're an awesome craft brewery. They brew like a million different beers all the time. They're always rotating. They got an awesome brew pub. They got another tap room / brewery location a little bit more north of Toronto. Well, in Toronto, but it's a little more north in the city. Anyways, yeah, they're just a great brewery all around. This one is their IPA series. Excuse me, I can't speak. Their IPA series called... An IPA.
Pretty straightforward, yeah.
Label looks pretty good.
Yeah, label's all right.
It's an IPA.
Top and bottom, it's blue, white, and yellow stripes. It says an IPA in like a bluish, greenish kind of color. Sorry. It says brewed with Simcoe, Citra, Rakow, I guess that's how you pronounce it, and Laurel hops. The background is red that those letters are on. It says Bellwoods Brewery and their logo, which is the bell. And that's pretty much it. It goes all the way around the can. This is 7.1%.
It's nice. It looks retro. It looks like one of those starter jackets with the stripes and stuff.
Yeah, kind of.
It really
right?
looks cool. Like, I give this an 8 on the design.
Yeah, you know what?
I'll give it an 8. And it's straightforward. IPA. So, like, I mean,
for someone like Robin, yeah.
Robin
it's
would
it's
love
some big
that.
Letters yeah. and he knows
Robin's
right away.
Be like, oh my God, an IPA. No, yeah. I wouldn't get that. No. I'm going to get an stout.
Yeah.
And stout. Yeah, for sure.
And stout.
I'd give us a 7.5 on the rating, actually.
I was going to give it a 7.5 too.
Yeah, it's not too bad though. It's pretty good. So we've had a few of these beers in this series. I think this might be the first one we featured. I can't remember, to be honest, but
it might be because
the last few we've had were good. So
Bellwoods, we can't complain.
They always deliver.
I know we've had Bellwoods occasionally all across the board on the low end
to the
an IPA all the way to the stouts. And these guys kick ass.
Low end, I think we even had a pale ale at one point.
Yeah, they kicked the whale at one point, yes.
So, but they make everything. They make pilsners, they make lagers, they make IPAs, they make sours, they make pale ales.
Everything.
Barrel-aged beers, the list goes on. They're really, really good.
One of the best ones we had from Bellwoods was Hellwoods.
Yes.
So if you guys ever see Hellwoods out there, do not stop.
No.
It is the beer to buy.
It's an Imperial Stout. We featured it on the podcast. It has vanilla in it. That's the one that we really liked. That's the variant.
Yes.
The original is just, straight up Imperial Stout, but it's very, very good. And this one is looking pretty cool. It's kind of like a yellowish, hazy kind of color. What are you smelling?
It's a little fruity. I don't know exactly the fruits, but I think you can pick those out for me, Dan.
Thanks, jackass. Okay, so.
You know how it goes? Person with the longest nose wins.
All right.
Oh, ouch.
Cheers.
It's kind of citrusy. I smell like almost like a grape kind of smell, like a berry in it too, but let's give it a shot.
I don't know about this berry.
No, I smell berry. All right, let's do it.
Oh, berries, yes. Oh, really good. I'm totally wrong. My bad. Or is that the hops? I don't eat. That was good.
It's kind of sweet.
Yeah.
It was like pop at first and then just like die down.
Yeah. It's you get to get a mix of, it's kind of like a berry-ish to me anyways. I got a little bit of citrus, maybe a little bit of stone fruit. And then, you're right. It dies out. But it's still kind of, the taste still kind of lingers a little bit.
The taste does linger a little bit. But I mean, overall, this so far is probably around a 7.5 overall for me.
Yeah.
Not 100% sure on it. It just has a kick at first, but then...
I'm good with a 7 on this.
Yeah.
I'd give this an 8. This is actually pretty tasty.
It's just an IPA, right?
Yeah.
So,
It's just an IPA. It's an IPA.
Okay.
It's a tasty beer.
Bellwoods. 7.5 is still good, okay? It's still
he's,
good, guys.
He's pleading with him. It's okay, right?
It's good. It's one of your moderate scores that you've had overall, so I'm not too worried about Bellwoods right now. Usually pretty happy with their stuff, but I mean, this is great solid. Just on a regular day.
Yeah, it's good everyday beer. Okay, so
what we got up next, or yeah. what are the ratings? We all gave ratings.
Yeah, we did.
Sweet. What's on next?
We're gonna move on to some cookies.
Cookies.
These come to us from the U.S. tariff free, thankfully.
Yeah.
For now.
Yeah. For now. So these are soft baked cookies. They're Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms.
They're made by Pillsbury. They're mini soft baked cookies. Sorry,
that's the worst, so bad.
Yeah, this is just gonna be bad.
Deadly. I haven't had Lucky Charms in decade, ish.
The cereal is just fantastic. I haven't had it in so long, but I need to have it sometime soon. Yeah, so good.
It just sounds amazing. I should just have that. Wow. Lucky Charms.
It's so bad for you, but so good.
That's so sugary.
Yes. Yeah,
so good.
This packaging is cool. It's got like a rainbow on the top and on the bottom of the package. It's got the Pillsbury Doughboy carrying the Pillsbury logo. It's got a picture of the mini cookies with the Lucky Charms in them. Then it says it's got the Lucky Charms logo and says soft baked cookies there. It's on a pale blue background.
That's amazing. I think we're going to
nice.
This package, I give this a 9.
Yeah, I give this at least a 9 because it shows the picture of what it is. And the name and everything. Soft, baked cookies, Lucky Charms. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Pillsbury Doughboy in the bottom left, and it's like a done deal.
Yeah.
Pick it up.
Hands down.
I know this is going to be kick
Rainbow
ass.
Rainbow cookies, yeah.
I don't even care if these are stale. These are going to be good.
Hopefully they're not.
No, I'm pretty sure they're not.
Fingers crossed.
I'm pretty sure they're pretty fresh.
What are you rating this one?
A
few years.
9?
Yeah.
Well, a few years is fine.
Okay, enough. Fucking Rob, enough.
Guys, come on now. We always get fresh products over here.
Let's just try it first. Don't expect the best.
I always expect the best because you know what?
Looks like it's the best.
Brand name stuff like this should be top tier.
Should be, but...
Okay, I'm taking a whiff and they just smell fantastic. So.
Oh, no.
Okay, so...
Okay, guys.
Like just smell the bag. Smell the bag when I pass it down.
What's the reading on the smell?
Oh, my God. It's like a 10.
Shit, yeah, it is a 10. Uh-oh. It is a 10. Uh-oh. No joke. Oh, shit, guys. This thing is wicked.
Yeah, that's a 10.
Pretty much tastes how it smells. Rob's going for more.
Damn, that was good, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you guys, but that shit is like a 9.5. That is, I mean, Lucky Charms, I can taste them at the very end.
Yeah,
you start tasting the sweetness of the Lucky Charms.
Yeah.
Really,
and kind of like that vanilla because of the marshmallow.
The marshmallow, exactly. Overall, for a small little snack, damn. Yeah, 9.5.
Yeah, I agree. 9.5, those are fantastic.
9.5, like.
Same here, 9.5.
You have to try them at least once. I mean, I know we all know that they're not good for you, but at the end of the day, quality wise and what they are. They are fantastic snack.
Just try to eat the whole bag and you're okay, which won't happen.
try to split it a few ways if you can, but I mean, yeah. This is...
I think we should try another one.
Yeah, maybe we should just recall
Take
that.
Take one more.
Recall that taste.
Make sure mentally. If it's actually...
I think mentally we've broken down and we can't remember the exact taste. I want to make sure that I have an accurate depiction of the Lucky Charm inside the cookie.
Just to make sure. It's understandable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it kind of tastes like how it did the first time. I agree.
It's 9.5.
Whatever I just said, yeah.
100%, 9.5.
All the way.
Yep.
Yeah, next. Can't complain.
Next. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Lucky Charms, Pillsbury Doughboy.
Yeah, those were just, wow.
Holy shit,
that's
guys.
That's a crazy combination.
That is not going to live. No. It's probably going to get done before it gets off camera right now.
Seriously.
Damn. That's one of the best snacks we've had in a while.
Yeah, that was really good. And we have another soft baked cookie as well, but I'm not going to
say just because it's made in the U.S., okay?
Yeah.
Okay? Just because of that shit.
No, it's just good. A good cookie, period.
It's a good cookie. Just because you fucking can bake it properly, you have
we're talking anyway, guys, specifically about the product, not where it came from, the origin.
What do we got, a triple?
No, this is from Bicycle Bicycle Brewery. Yeah.
Oh, it is a bicycle, correct.
It's got, yeah, their logo is a bicycle, so it's Bicycle Craft Brewery. I believe these guys are based near Ottawa, from what I remember. Yeah, they're in Ottawa, actually.
Okay, nice.
This one's a Tropical Vacation IPA.
Cool. Tropical. We all want to go on one.
Got to do a tropical vacation sometimes.
On a vacation.
Tropical.
The background, trees. It's the label, sorry, it's all blue, and it's got like palm trees and almost like a silhouette kind of style, like the palm leaves. In the back, just says, beer worth the ride. It says, hit the beach with this hazy IPA brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops. Big grapefruit, mango, and pineapple flavors. Massively dry hop to take you on a tropical vacation one sip at a time.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That sounds fantastic.
Let's go.
Mango. Vacation is coming up right now.
Vacation. Now, the logo, so the label is very, you know, it's plain. Like, you got the blue. Everything's in yellow writing. It says Tropical Vacation IPA in the front. Like, it's just very straightforward. It's clean.
I think the contrast on the actual label is the key because they have a certain particular blue in the background of where the words are.
Yeah.
Then around it, where the leaves are, the palm leaves are, it's a different, I'm pretty sure the same blue, but they,
it's like a navy blue.
It's like a navy, exactly. It's just a little bit different, but it makes that difference.
It does.
And I think that the color that they use, the yellowish color,
yeah,
if I'm not mistaken, or greenish color.
Oh, yeah, like lightish.
Yeah, it's like a pale yellow.
It's a pale yellow, and it's properly done. Guys,
yeah, no, well done.
Great job. Eight and a half on that.
Eight and a half on this guy?
Yeah, 8.5 on the design.
I give this guy an 8.
I give it an 8 as well.
Yeah. Look at this. Me and you are like, you know, we're in sync on the labels.
Yeah, so I already had a number.
But not, on the taste.
No, not on the taste.
Gotcha.
No,
taste doesn't work. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Maybe right now.
Yeah, maybe right now, but we'll see.
Right
we'll
only on the taste for the damn Lucky Charms.
I'll try. Yeah.
Oh, and
only on the Lucky
for those
Charms.
Wondering, this
I'll try to match it with them.
I was going to say, for those wondering, this is 6.2%.
6.2?
Yeah. Oh, come on.
Okay.
It's okay.
Kicking it up a notch?
No, it was less.
No, the other one was 7, but this is a tropical, so it's going to be a little bit different flavor.
What are we doing here, guys?
I know. Ask him.
Can't downgrade. You only have to upgrade.
Yeah, upgrade. Well, fine. Relax. Just drink it, okay?
We only human.
Only human? You're really just human?
What's it smell like?
Am I not?
I don't know.
Alien?
Maybe.
Yeah, I'd say alien.
That's fine.
All right, well.
It's definitely tropical notes on the nose. You get all like I can tropical. Smell pineapple, and I can smell a little bit of grapefruit, and I can smell the mango.
Yep. Yeah, Dan can smell everything. I can't smell anything, but I know it smells good, guys. It smells real good. You know, it smells like a good beer that you want to drink. A good drink IPA, right, bro. Drink that stuff. Okay, cheers to everybody up there.
Time. Cheers.
In TV land.
Cheers. It's nice and hazy, too. Not too bad.
Tastes like an IPA.
Tastes like an IPA. It's got a...
Not mango.
No mango at all.
Don't really get the mango. I think the cookie may have messed it up too, though.
Big time.
A little bit on the sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can't really give it a read.
This guy is good, but...
Okay, we're going to try again, man. I don't know.
I'm not getting as much. Like I'm getting a little bit of citrus, and that's pretty much it. Am I really getting any tropical notes?
What do you want to try? You want to try the beer again, or you want to try that snack again?
No.
Okay. My fault. Okay. Oh, you want to add a little bit more?
I think so, because it's not working out right now.
It's not very bitter, though. Like it's a little bit bitter. It dies up pretty quick.
So,
maybe a little bit bitter. Yeah, you're right. But not very bitter at all. It does die up fairly fast. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's not...
So, what's the rating? Herminder.
It's not a bad beer.
Hold on.
It's not a bad beer. I'm not tasting everything that.
What do you got, huh?
I'm giving this a 7.5.
Okay, yeah. Before I was thinking like a 6.2. Because that's why I had to try it again. Like,
now you're going to give a 6.4?
No. I'm going to give it a freaking 6.9.
6.9, okay.
I give it a 7.35.
7.35. All right. Yeah, it's not too bad, but... the Bellwoods one I like more.
Yes.
I mean, if you were to
Compare,
yeah, hands down, Bellwoods. But I mean, don't get me wrong, Bicycle, they got a good thing going for them.
Well, we featured three of their beers before, and they were really good.
Yeah. So there's nothing wrong with them. I'm just saying, compared to the Bellwoods, I mean, Bellwoods just had that impact.
It did. Yeah.
This guy, it did initially, but then didn't.
It did more on the smell.
Correct. Yeah. So the smell was much more pungent.
Yeah, it's just the taste is not the same. All right. We are going to move on to our next snack.
Yes, we are. Uh-oh.
And this snack comes to us from the UK.
The UK. Okay, thanks, guys, from the UK for supplying us some good... I mean, you didn't supply us. We bought it, but...
Sour Skittles.
You should send us some shit,
please. Yeah, seriously. Send it over.
Send us some good snacks, you know. Fuck the beers. Just send us some good snacks, you know. We're more than happy to eat your snacks and rate them. And if you do, we'll send you something back.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good call. Who are you saying this to, by the way?
We'll find out.
Okay, all right. Just want to make sure.
We'll find out what kind of snacks we get because, I mean, UK has done very well.
They have.
Up until Australia came along. Australia's been taking over the competition.
Yeah,
Australia's been really dominating. So, yeah. I mean, if anybody else out there has good snacks in their country, let us know.
Yeah.
Or just, you know, give us a ring and ship them to us because... Skittles squishies over here? Like, I mean, guys, are you okay? Like,
I mean,
you guys are doing something right. We're doing something wrong.
Yeah, these Skittles are okay. So they're crazy sours. It says Skittles squishy clouds. So they're soft and airy. So I guess they're gummies. Yeah. The label's amazing. It's so much detail. It's got like the rainbow and like almost like a circle. It's got squishy clouds, Skittles, all that's like right in the middle of it of sorts. And it's got, I guess, I don't know if that's like grass or the ground. But you got the Skittles, and like they're really, really big, and they're just kind of like all over the place on the ground there.
Yeah, it's up in the air. I mean, they're kind of show that it's kind of like a cloud.
Yeah.
Kind of fluffy and poofy. So
kind of like Care Bears.
It's like a paradise. Almost
exactly like a Care Bears kind of commercial, you can say.
It's a paradise. And the flavors, let's see here. We've got sour pineapple, sour, does that say cherry? Yep, sour cherry, sour apple. Sour mandarin, so not sour orange, and sour raspberry.
So we gotta try one each, hey guys.
Yeah.
So we're gonna eat the whole bag right now.
It's gonna be tough. Okay, well let's rate this. I'm giving this a 9 on the package again.
Yes.
9 is a good number.
9, yeah.
Okay.
9 is a good number because that's a.
Let's get it open.
Check it out.
That's a brand name product right there.
Yes. Oh man.
That's it's well done.
When was the last time you had something like that?
Oof. I mean, from the last one that we just had, that probably the last one is the last one we had up to this one.
Yeah.
If I can get it open. That was amazing. This thing's not opening.
They wanted to make sure that squishiness stayed inside.
Yeah.
They wanted no squishiness outside that bag. Uh-oh. Maybe upside down, Danny?
Bottom? No, I got it.
Oh, okay.
Just had to give it a little bit of a... little bit of a bite, but now I'm just trying to pry it open. There we go.
Let's see what happens here with the squishies.
Trying to say,
those things are big.
When was the last time you had Skittles?
They're not small. These
things are like tablets.
I don't know if this is sour cherry, this is either cherry or whatever the other one that looked the same. I don't know what
this is. So when was the last time you guys had Skittles?
This is a mad ass sugar.
That's sour cherry. Mine's more purple, I think. Okay. I know. Let's give it. What's that?
Said, when was the last time you actually had Skittles?
A long time ago. I think mine's sour apple. Definitely sour, but not overly sour.
Not sour at all, guys. Maybe I'm immune to this stuff, but...
It depends on which one you're trying.
Bruh, I don't even know what mine was. I don't think it was cherry. It might have been cherry.
No, mine was raspberry.
Now mine tastes like cherry, but it started off tasting like apple. I have no idea.
Mine actually tastes like raspberry.
Is it good?
Boy, it's bomb. I'm ready to go for the next.
All right, I'll do one more, too. Why not?
Like, I want to see another color. No, it's the same color, bro.
But, they're definitely not the size of Skittles. They're, like, 4 times the size, and they're just coated almost like a Sour Patch Kid, but they're a lot more gummy. Mm-hmm. Now, this might be pineapple.
You allergic?
Yeah, me, maybe. Let me see
that. Of course.
Have more, if you like.
No. Oh, I got the apple.
This was good, but not that good. This is 8.
I'll give it a 9.
Yeah, I got apple now too.
Yeah, I give apple it. I give came it, out really good. So
I think the one I had before was better. I give this one, an 8.
Okay. An 8.
Oh well.
Not terrible though. No, just not.
It just wasn't exactly. I mean, exactly what it described. Yeah. But again, at the end of the day, it didn't have that.
Do you remember those the soft Skittles. Ones we had before that were like those nerds that we had with the
with the coating?
I thought that's what those are going to be because.
No, those were hard shell. This is a soft.
Yeah, very but when
soft,
you look at the, it does say soft and airy. But when you look at it on the package, it doesn't look like the actual product, and it looks like it's got a shell on it.
It looks kind of like it, just without the S on top. I don't even know if they had an S on top, but yeah, that's basically what it was. Oh. It was about that big.
Yeah, but it looks more like it would have like a shell, and then it'd be soft on the inside.
Yeah,
squishy.
So
squishy.
Okay, guys.
Not bad. Not nonetheless.
You have to take the shit literally now. Whenever they say squishy, it means damn squishy. There's no damn shells.
It better be squishy. Damn it. I'm squishing it. It's not going. What the hell?
What do we got up next then?
We've got our final beer for the evening, and this was from
Stout.
Merit.
Stout.
Stout. Yes.
Yes. Finish it off. This is from nicely.
Yeah. Got to do it all the time. Merit. It's they're like I said. They're based out of Hamilton, Ontario.
Okay.
They're a really great brewery. If you've ever had the chance to go to, you can. They do, or you can order. Sorry, their beers online as well. This one is called Merit Nowhere. It's an Imperial Stout.
Merit Nowhere.
Yep. With coconut and I'm sorry. It's okay. You'll be fine. Coconut and vanilla.
All I gotta say is this. Sorry, Robin. I'm gonna have to try this.
Yeah, he's gonna get the good one this night.
Yeah, no, yeah, exactly right. I can't see if that's a. Is that an 8 or a 9 right there, dude?
That is an 8.7.
Yeah, 8.7. But that's 8.7, not 9.7.
That's okay. Correct.
That was 9.7.
Nope, 8.
Okay, so 8.7% alcohol. The label, it is, I guess, like a coffee color, the brown, like the background says Nowhere in white letters, Merit on top, and it's got almost like when you look at a disco ball. No, I guess
it's not marshmallows,
not the actual disco ball, guys, like you know the reflection of the disco ball when you see it on the walls.
Yeah,
okay.
No, when you look at it
when you see it on the walls
you kind of see the sparkles, like one is shinier than the other, so one are more lighter than others. Okay. But it's just around the logo, so it's not actually behind the logo. And then there is a little bit more. Or are you good?
No, then? That's pretty much it.
Pretty much then. Okay, cool.
Goes so all the way around. So the logo
itself doesn't do me any justification. Justice, yeah. So I give it a 7.
I give 7.5.
Okay. I got a 7.2.
Okay. Yeah, I was looking to see if there's anything else on the back, but there's nothing.
Good number, 7.2. I like that number.
He's got the good numbers tonight.
Except he's hitting those numbers up. Whole numbers, numbers, quarter numbers.
We weren't aligned on the label though, so I'm a little bit disappointed.
But it looks nice, Dan.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's black with a nice brown
looks nice.
Brown foam head. Hopefully it looks tasty.
I'm really hoping this kicks ass tonight.
Hopefully it does. Fingers crossed. I was going to say, let's hope. Ooh,
it's nice. It's nice. I'm pretty sure this is going to be 8.5, 8.9%.
Give it 8.7, you said.
8.7. Chance, okay? I'm telling you. But this might not be the...
Yeah, you might be disappointed.
I smell like the malt, and I smell a bit of the vanilla. That's pretty much it.
The malt is what I smell, mainly.
So what do you think?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's got a sweet smell at the end. That's what I'm assuming is vanilla.
You know what's going to be? Nowhere.
Okay. Exactly.
Nowhere.
Cheers.
Nice. Cheers. Oh, wow.
Wow.
I wasn't expecting that.
Not bad.
That was good, but I mean...
I'm not getting the coconut.
It's there somewhere.
Somewhere.
Somewhere, but I'm not getting it.
They put it in there.
That's good for me, then.
They put it in, but we just don't know about it.
But it does. It's a very tasty stout, though. Like it's got a lot. It's a bold flavor. Really good.
Initially, it comes in strong.
Mm-hmm.
It dies off subtly, but
it kind of lingers a little bit, but not like you know. You still got a little bit on your tongue, but yeah, not too long.
Not for long. And I mean, you wanna take the next sip just to get that hit.
Yeah, kind of keeps you engaged. It keeps you wanting to keep.
It keeps you kind of trying to sip that just to get that initial taste.
Oh, but I'm already
taste.
Feeling it, so.
Right? Yeah. The 8.9 or 8.7, yeah. Sorry?
I'm starting to feel it, so. It's good.
You okay, though?
Oh, yeah.
You okay? It's all the sugar and the damn good beer. That's what it is, guys. I mean, it's those cookies. Up. That cookies really screwed us up.
I think it's
totally
sad,
did.
Man. And this, yeah,
I think it's squishy.
The squishy is kicking ass.
Squishy's kicking my
ass. Yeah, it's a lot of sugar. You could just see that sugar. You're like, ooh, this is good.
And the Doughboy.
So the quality of this beer is, it's fairly good. I would give this 8.5. 8.75.
I'm going with 8.5.
8.75 is a good number.
Okay. All right.
I'll give it an 8.9.
8.9. I think Robin would have really enjoyed this, but it's okay. There's other stouts for him, so he'll, you know,
that's
he'll
be for fine. Robin. 8.9.
8.9 is for him.
Sorry, Rob.
Really, really good. Hopefully, we can feature more beers from Merit in the future, but unfortunately, what was available and at the time were these guys, so I jumped on it because they look like a great stout, and I'm glad I got it because it is really good.
Yep.
So, we are on YouTube. We are on Spotify. We're on Apple Music. We're basically any other podcast streaming platform. So
check it.
Give us a like. Give us a listen. Subscribe if you're on YouTube. You can watch the video. You can see us become a bunch of jackasses on camera versus over the mic. You know, I mean, just saying. But nonetheless,
at least you can see who we are.
Yeah. But we do appreciate it nonetheless. And want to wish you guys a good night. Happy drinking. We'll catch you next time.
Cowabunga.
Have a great one, guys.
Cowabunga, really?
That's how you roll now.
Wow.